Yorkton. As Anne Stupak and Karen Ransom continue their quest to show the benefits of walking with poles through their monthly clinics, walking with poles is becoming a common sight. Certified urban pole instructors Stupak and Ransom began teaching urban poling in May 2022 with clinics held at the Gallagher Center Flexihall walking track. Attendees at clinics get to try two different styles of poles and soon discover the benefits the poles offer. The simple act of walking becomes more upright, balanced, and confident. We love to see the reaction that walking with poles creates in people. At first, it's hard to get the technique right, but with practice it becomes more natural and comfortable. Walking is the number one best way to keep fit and healthy, and walking with poles just makes the walk that much easier or more of a workout, depending on the pole used and the way in which it is used. There is a difference. From the activator, which is for balance and stability, and walking assistance. The Urban Pole Series 300 is used to intensifies the full body workout that using 90% of your muscles can create. Both kinds of poles improve overall fitness and posture, increasing the strength in the core, back, and arms. The poles lessen the load on the lower back, hips, knees, ankles, and feet. Walkers feel they can walk further with less pain. Bernie Wallach, a longtime member of the Pacers Running Club in Yorkton, attended the urban poling clinic and found a different way to extend his active lifestyle by incorporating walking poles. Bernie, a cancer survivor and longtime supporter of the Health Foundation charity road race, is now honored with a fundraiser event for the Braden Ottenbright Close Cuts for Cancer named Bernie's Journey. This event is held on Father's Day Sunday and invites runners and walkers to a 5K or 10K route starting and ending at the Yorkton Fire Hall, where the fire services host a pancake breakfast for all the participants. Both events are near and dear to Bernie Wallach's heart, and continued participation in both is Bernie's goal. Wallach had observed a clinic while walking at the Flexihall and encouraged to try it, he signed up for a clinic. Giving both styles a try and finding the activator poles comfortable, Wallach found his posture was straighter, his balance and breathing improved, and he felt his core was engaged. The poles give a full body workout by using 90% of the body's muscles rather than regular walking, which only engages the lower half of the body or 50% of the body's muscles. Wallach's pace was increased, and the overall feeling of getting a better walk has him glad he took the time to check out what this urban poling was all about. Karen and I are thrilled to see those that have taken to using poles, out on the track and even on milder days out on the trails in the city, offered Stupak. The poles have the rubber boots to use for the most part, but also house a steel tip once the boot is removed to aid in walking on snow and ice. This past January, with the walking tracks at both the Gallagher Center and Gloria Hayden free to the public, the walkers took full advantage. The Yorkton Urban Poling Club meets regularly at 9 a.m. Tuesdays and Fridays at the Gallagher Center Flexihall. Once the weather warms, we will resume meeting outdoors for walks at the Logan Green Trails. We would also like to have our urban polers become involved in events like Bernie's Journey and the Health Foundation charity race, where our walkers can take on the challenge of a 5 or 10K walk. But most of all, we want to see our walkers come out for the sociability and camaraderie of simply taking a walk together, Stupak commented. The two urban poling instructors' next clinics are scheduled on March 1 and March 22, being held at the Flexihall and starting at 1 o'clock. Registration is open by calling 306-786-1740. Class size is limited to 10, and poles are supplied and sold at the clinic. Anyone interested in more information about urban poling or hosting a clinic in their area can email urbanpolingclub@gmail.com.